Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of news now, of course. Captain America previewed last night, and I'm probably about the only person here at InfoWars that didn't see it. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to go see the movies, and we've got some reports on that from Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo. We promise we're not going to have any spoilers in there. We've also got a couple of special reports from Alex Jones, instructions on from the government, actually, on how to deal with tyranny. Also, another special report on climate change. And we've got a lot of breaking news. One of the top stories on InfoWars that just came out this morning was on the Constitutional Convention and the specter that we could have a new Constitutional Convention to go back and revisit everything, essentially. Is that the problem? Is that a solution? Is that a solution? Is the Constitution the problem, or is it maybe the people who are in government that's the problem? And what happens if we replace the Constitution, we take out the law that is really very good, and we replace it with something else that essentially gives them cover for their illegal activities? Can we trust the people in charge now to run a constitutional convention if we make it better? If we make it more explicit, if we take out some of the wiggle room that they've inserted, because there really isn't wiggle room. It's really their interpretations of it. It's really pretty clear. Is it going to get worse? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, of course, the Fort Hood shooting. There's a story up on Drudge Report about the common connection with this shooting and with other shootings, and that is SSRI drugs, not PTSD. But the government has a long history of how they deal with veterans with PTSD. We're going to look at the past, the present, and the future, and it involves people like DARPA. And we can also take a look at what's going on with this EPA human testing story, which we broke here on InfoWars. The lawsuit was started back in September 2012. Steve Malloy with JunkScience.com had started his investigations of what was going on in North Carolina, and he had already broken that, a couple of weeks before the lawsuit was filed, but that was broken on InfoWars about a year and a half ago, and of course it went to trial. They tried to get a temporary restraining order, so we're going to have an update on that. We also have updates on a lot of police brutality. It's just amazing how every day we're seeing more and more reports of police not even pretending to follow any reasonable procedures, just coming in as thugs, attacking people, invading their homes, pointing guns at children, locking down schools because they see a tripod. And we're going to talk about the logical conclusion of that and maybe one of the driving forces. There's a lot of things driving it. It's being driven from the federal government. That's why it's happening all over America. It's the way the police are being trained. They're being conditioned that they are no longer under any restraints. And, of course, no matter what they do, nothing ever happens to them. We're going to be talking about another aspect of that, not just the push from Homeland Security. We're going to be talking about the pull from private prisons. We're going to be talking about a scandal that just broke in Arizona about private prisons. We also have some economic news. We have some civil liberties economic news. Venezuela is enforcing fingerprint registries in order to buy groceries. That sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? Could that happen here? Is it maybe already happening here to some degree? When you go to the grocery store and you sign up for a discount with your card, are they creating a paper trail that the government can then use? Because we've had some executive orders that come down that line. So we're going to be talking about that. Another topic we're going to cover today is Judge Napolitano. He says we need to jail James Clapper. Yes, absolutely. And Judge Napolitano makes a very good case for that based on what James Clapper has just said. There are a lot of people in Washington that need to go to jail. That's why I'm concerned about the Constitutional Convention. Because if we're not willing to stand for the laws that we have now that are being broken, what good does it do even if we get a stronger, more strongly worded constitution? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all the weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have a very jam-packed show. Now, of course, Captain America previewed last night. We're going to have Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo come in and give us their non-spoiler review. Of course, we have a review that is up. If you've already seen it, you can get our take on it. our Liberty take on that film, but that has some spoilers in it. We're not going to have spoilers because I haven't seen it, and I don't want to know what's in it before I see it, and you don't either if you haven't seen it yet. But we're going to have a review about that. Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour with a special report. He's also going to have one later in the show on climate change. The one at the bottom of the hour is really going to be on how do you deal with tyranny. You know, we actually have some instructions from the government on how to do that. And we're also going to have a lot of breaking news about constitutional convention, what's going on with the Fort Hood shooting, and something that is even bigger than that. And that is, what is the reaction to the shooting? How are people coming after guns? How are they coming after the soldiers? We see a lot of conservatives who are throwing people under the bus that they say have PTSD. But, of course, as the article that's up on Drudge, our article from Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones yesterday, made it very clear that the connecting factor with all of these mass shootings are SSRI drugs. Kit Daniels and Jakari Jackson went to the press conference at Fort Hood, and they asked the question that everybody wanted to know, was he on SSRIs? Because that is the common thread that we have seen with all these shootings, and the answer was clearly yes. And so that's part of the problem, taking guns away from soldiers who are entrusted, as we saw pictures on the Daily Mail. We saw pictures of this soldier who did the shooting. We saw him carrying all kinds of guns, large caliber guns, rocket launchers. If you're going to say that the military can't be trusted with firearms, with sidearms, when you're giving them the state-of-the-art, heaviest equipment, not even just firearms, but you're putting them in tanks, you're giving them missiles, whatever. If you can't trust people with those weapons, how are you, with a sidearm, how can you trust them with those weapons? It's very much like the TSA hassling airline pilots over nail clippers, isn't it? You're putting the airline pilots, they're in the driver's seat of the airplane. They can turn that into a missile if they want to. The same thing with the military. If they can't be trusted to protect themselves, they can't be trusted to protect us either, can they? But we're going to be talking about something that's even beyond that, and that is, what is the government's history with PTSD? And what are they planning to do in the future about it? And DARPA is involved in that. They have a very, very shameful history of the way they have treated. Going back to World War II, there was a wonderful expose in the Wall Street Journal. We're going to be talking about that. But before we start this, I want to talk about the Constitutional Convention. This just came up on InfoWars this morning, an article from Paul Joseph Watson. Could the U.S. Constitution be changed to eliminate the Second Amendment? He points out the entire U.S. Constitution could be up for review after Michigan became the 34th state to vote in favor of a constitutional convention. Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution states that Congress, quote, shall call a convention for proposing amendments, unquote, should the two-thirds requirement be met. And it was last week when Michigan lawmakers endorsed the move. Now, Representative Duncan Hunter from California wants this to start. And we've already seen a lot of people pushing back. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said he thinks that the Second Amendment has to go. Of course, so does Piers Morgan. But actually, he went instead of the Second Amendment. But Justice Stevens says that he thinks that we could improve the Constitution by changing the right to keep and bear arms and making it only apply to those in the quote-unquote militia and not the general public at large. Well, when he says that, that means that he doesn't really understand what the militia is. The militia is not the army. That was made very clear from anybody who knows anything about the historical writings and the tension going back and forth between the militia and the regular army at the time of the Revolutionary War. There was a very clear understanding that the militia was the armed citizenry. And it was very clear in the Constitution that the militia was there to put down rebellions to defend us against foreign invasions. And it was very clear in the Constitution that the military was not supposed to be a permanent organization. They were not to be a standing army. They were very concerned about a standing army. We've had a standing army now for 60 years, and they warned that the means of our defense abroad would become the instruments of tyranny at home. And that's what we're very concerned about when we look at Homeland Security, when we look at the federal government militarizing the police and using the police as military. We see the confluence of that in the NDAA Act, the section that Obama signed that said that the military could arrest people in the United States, American citizens in the United States, hold them indefinitely without trial, transport them with extraordinary rendition to other places where they could presumably be tortured, as we now learn in the documents that the Senate Intelligence Committee has put out. We learned that, yes, that has been going on for quite some time, and yes, the intelligence that they got from that was not effective. It was things that they already knew. It was garbage intelligence. They were simply torturing people, criminal acts, torturing people. Well, the concern that I have, and we should all think about this with the Constitutional Convention, is if we have people who don't obey the law, will they obey the law if it's more strongly, more clearly worded? Because that's what we're looking at. Now, the other jeopardy, of course, is that the government is always trying to make legal the illegal things that they're doing. Just the fact that they have prohibitions against so much of what they're doing doesn't stop them from spying on all of us with dragnet spying with the NSA. But they're constantly trying to use people like Mike Rogers and others to justify it, to say, to make a legal case for the criminal actions that they're engaged in. And that's what could come out of a constitutional convention. On the other hand, the best case scenario is, let's say that we get something that is extremely well worded and clear about dragnet spying with the NSA, that's clear about the Second Amendment being a right of the people. I don't know how you make that any more clear. We say it's a right of the people. It's not of the government. It's not of the government's military. It's of the people. That's why it's talking about a militia, but it is an individual right. The Supreme Court has said it's an individual right, so now maybe they need a constitutional convention to try to rewrite that. The problem is that our rights transcend the Constitution. They don't derive from it. The Constitution recognizes fundamental rights that we all possess as individuals, rights that are inalienable to us as individuals. And when we allow the government to trample on those rights, that's a very serious thing. The Constitution was set there to make it very clear, to respect those rights. So what do we do when the government totally ignores it? And is it going to make them respond to it if we make it even more clear? Of course it won't. Take a look at some of these police brutality cases that have just surfaced within the last 24 hours. It's absolutely amazing. We've got a video here of a man. This is a guy, 26 years old. He's in Louisiana. Neighbors call the police. And the cop comes in, and this is a very long video. We're not going to have time to play all of it. To give you an idea of what's happening, the guy comes in, the cop, just barges his way in, and the guy's going, "What's going on? What's going on?" Asking for an explanation. "Why are you doing this? Why are you arresting me? I'm afraid of you. Don't shoot me," because the guy's reaching around to grab stuff. The cop won't say anything. He just keeps doing what he's doing, doesn't give any reason, doesn't say you're under arrest, doesn't do anything. Let's play that video.
Get my I'm going to get the ID, but you're attacking the police.
I'm attacking you. Get out of here.
Sir, I'm here. Why?
Now, this is a cop. He's pushing his way into the house. The person videotaping it is standing outside the house. You see the cop shoving his way through the door. And the guy's just talking. I'll let him talk.
Look, I am scared. I do not know what you're doing.
You ain't do anything.
But I'm scared.
Now the guy with the camera is going in.
You didn't give him a reason.
The person is sitting down on a couch, and the cop is standing in front of him.
This is wrong. What are you doing?
Threatening the guy taking the picture, I should add, not explaining what he's doing. Now the cop is jumping on him on the couch, shoving him down, putting handcuffs on him.
For what? That's what I'm asking, sir. That's all I'm asking.
You're under arrest for resisting arrest.
That's all I'm asking.
There you go. There you go. Welcome to Kafka Meets 1984.
Can I see your phone, please?
Help!
Arrest! He's arresting everybody over here.
Sir, what is your problem, sir?
You're under arrest for resisting arrest. He didn't resist arrest. Hey. He's asking for an explanation. He didn't lay a hand on the cop. He didn't do anything. He was being as passive as he could. Amazingly passive. Amazingly restrained. It's the cop who is the aggressor.
What are you doing?
D, just let him go. Let him come.
He's trying to take me to jail.
That's enough of that. Well, let's go to another one here.
I am scared, son.
Now, as bad as that is, we're going to have, after the break, another one where cops are pulling a gun on kids and a tree fork. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the police are coming into our neighborhoods, into our homes, attacking us. We'll be right back with that video. Stay tuned.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has the lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies? This month, while supplies last, save over $250 on the year's supply of basics. A year's supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we are in constant sorrow as we can see these continuing police state episodes, as I mentioned just before the break. When we're talking about a constitutional convention and we're trying to clarify things, many of us would like to see things clarified, stronger language put in there. That may not happen. We may lose the language that we've got in there. They may make a case for themselves, cut themselves free from the chains that they have in the Constitution right now. But they've already cut themselves loose from the chain. They already ignore clear prohibitions. And as I said just before the break, where the rubber meets the roads is the cops in our neighborhoods and in our homes. We just played a clip from a guy who was 26 years old in Louisiana. And we got a cop who comes in, pushes his way inside the home. No explanation. The guy wants to know his name, wants to know what he's doing there. Why are you arresting me? The cop says, I'm not answering you. You answer to me. No, you answer to the Constitution you swore an oath to, or you don't have any legitimate authority. And we don't want to see that Constitution change. Why was he put under arrest? Because he was resisting arrest. Does that sound like something out of a Franz Kafka novel? It is. It's Franz Kafka with an Orwellian boot stomping on the face of the public. Now, it's not just that. We've got, in the last 24 hours, we've got another one. Look at this. Cop pulls gun on fifth graders building a tree fort. This is also on Infowars.com. Mikhail Phelan. Police in Georgia forced a group of fifth graders to the ground at gunpoint this week as they attempted to build a tree fort in their own neighborhood. According to 9/11 records, the police were called after a neighbor, a snitch neighbor, noticed the children, quote, chopping off tree limbs, and an activity that she said was hurting the environment and creating tripping hazards. So that clearly justifies the cops showing up and pointing guns at fifth graders. Let's take a look at that clip that we've got here.
11-year-old son Amari, a star student, had a terrifying run-in with Henry County Police.
Well, he was crying.
The drama started while Amari and a few buddies all around the same age built a fort in the trees after school last week. Baptiste says when two officers rolled up, one of them had his gun drawn.
All he could get out at the time was, Mom, he had a gun in my face. He had a gun in my face.
911 records show a neighbor in the next subdivision had called in to complain the kids were chopping off tree limbs. Still,
as long as I got him to calm down, then he told me, you know, how he had them on the ground and they had to spread their legs as if they were rubbing a store.
She says the officers also used foul language to the boys, and when he took Amari home,
he just came with such an attitude. His whole physical appearance was one of, you know, I'm so big and bad.
No arrest, but Baptiste filed an excessive force complaint with the department.
You can understand, of course, you know, why these parents.
All right, let's stop it right there. I think it's time that we all file an excessive complaint force with the police before they do that to our kids, before they do it to us. We see this excessive force being used everywhere, and the police coming back and saying, I was afraid, or they were resisting me, whatever they want to use. But it is also the panic of the public, and a lot of that is being driven by the mainstream news media, by the federal government. Look at this case out of Maryland. This is in Baltimore. Police go to an academy and they lock it down because a journalism student's tripod is mistaken for a weapon. Same kind of panic that they just did with this tree fort thing. But, you know, I'm reminded, remember Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous quote about the Nazis? And he said, they came for the Jews, they came for this group, and I didn't do anything because I wasn't part of that group. I wasn't part of the next group. I wasn't part of the group after that. And eventually, they came for me. And there was nobody left to help me. Now, you may think that this isn't going to affect you because maybe you don't climb trees or whatever. You're not a kid climbing trees anymore. There are middle-aged adults, 70-year-olds, who are filing complaints all over the place now because they're driving in other states with Colorado license plates, and they're getting pulled and given the full drug inspection treatment just because they've got Colorado license plates. That's the paranoia. That's the insanity of the police. But there's a reason for that. It's not just being pushed from Washington, from Homeland Security. It's also being pulled by the private prison system. And there's some breaking news out of that we're going to have later in the show out of Arizona. I'll give you an example of what's going on with private prisons. This is something that started in the 80s. It is a bipartisan problem. Obama could stop it with his pen and his phone if he wanted to, but he has connections to these corporatists as well. This started under the Reagan administration with zero tolerance and mandatory minimum drug sentencing, but it is something that could be stopped. Now, what do we do about this kind of tyranny? Well, Alex Jones has a report right after the break. The government actually tells us what to do when we encounter predators, and tyranny is just predation. So we're going to have that report right after the break from Alex Jones. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting a course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've got a report from Alex that we're going to play in just a second. It's actually how the government tells us to deal with predators is really the same way we need to deal with tyrants. And as we were just covering in the last few segments, people are calling for a constitutional convention. Many people believe that with clearer language, maybe the criminals in Washington would obey the people. But hey, you know what? Lois Lerner and the current IRS commissioner don't care about Congress. They don't care about the sorts of orders for an investigation that when Congress did that to Nixon, they impeached him. And, of course, one of the other articles of impeachment with Nixon was that he used the IRS against political enemies. So there's two of the three right there, just in that one scandal. Of course, when Nixon asked the IRS to do it, the commissioner saved the papers that he didn't do it. But now we have the IRS actively and openly doing this. Because the IRS, let's understand, the IRS has been used by Republicans and Democrats to punish their political enemies for a very long time. That explains, really, in my opinion, why the Republicans are not doing anything. They're like a bad parent saying, I really mean it this time. If you don't give me those emails from 2010 in January, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to say that you're in contempt. I mean, come on. And then they don't do it. If you're a parent and you tell your kids, all right, I'm going to count to 10 and you better do what I say at that point in time. You know what? They're not. And then you don't do it. Even then, they're not going to pay any attention to you. Giving them ultimatums like that, especially ultimatums that you don't enforce, is the way to be a very, very weak and effective parent or a weak and effective legislature, because they don't care. But they think that they're going to have the reins of power again, and they're going to use the IRS to punish their political enemies. That's why they're not doing anything about it except trying to make some score some cheap political points. But the danger about all this is that when they do it in the open, when they pull this out and they show it to everybody, and they pull back the veil and they show all the corruption behind the curtain, and then they do nothing about it, they have taken us to an all-new low level. That's the real danger of an ineffective and corrupt government. And so we were talking about, where does that meet the road? Well, it meets the road at the point where the police start invading our homes, like the videos that we were just showing before this, where they start pointing guns at our children, where they start pulling over senior citizens and giving them a drug treatment, looking for drugs in their car, pulling over three or four patrol cars showing up, rousting the guy out of his car, putting drug dogs in his car simply because he's got a Colorado license plate and he's in a neighboring state. Really? Is that the kind of society that you want to live in? Maybe you don't have a Colorado license plate, but you know what? You're living under the government that is encouraging our citizens to be treated as suspects. Remember, this is the same government that put out those no hesitation targets, and they had children as well as pregnant women as well as elderly. That's what we're seeing in these cases. So what do we do about these kinds of predators? Alex Jones has an idea.
We're here at Big Bend National Park, and everywhere we see lessons that are applicable in Mother Nature, but also in human interactions with bullies. And when I'm talking about bullies, I'm talking about government itself, historically the biggest bully and the largest danger to human populations. Of course, the University of Hawaii did a big study about it a decade or so ago, finding that government conservatively killed in non-military related deaths 262 million people in the 20th century. And government is already online in the 21st century to break that record. Now, what does that have to do with Big Bend? I'll tell you right now. Look at this. Lion warning. A lion has been frequenting this area and could be aggressive towards humans. If you see a lion, pick up small children. Stand together, appear large. Wave arms, shout aggressively. Throw stones or sticks, report sightings to a ranger. Do not show fear, crouch down, run away. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. When humans act aggressive and defend their private property and are armed, predators, whether they're bullies or mountain lions, whatever the case is, don't come after you. When you grovel, like to the TSA, and bow down, and someone in a uniform becomes God. That's the essence of North Korea, the essence of Mexico, the essence of tyranny.
A TSA agent was arrested on January 3rd and was behaving erratically, saying, I am God, I'm in charge.
And so the answer is to be basically a noble savage who's into science and technology and is informed, but at the same time retains your human instinct to not be a prey animal, but to quite frankly be a predator. That's what's happening, is subgroups of humans and government are engaged in predator activity on us. That's called tyranny. We're supposed to form family units, cultural units that defend each other and build a better civilization based on Renaissance art, literature, not based on the rule of the thug. So next time tyrants are in your face, don't show fear, don't crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Don't bow down, don't run away. Stand up. Stand together as communities. That's why they're destroying families. That's why they're playing men and women off against each other. That is the plan. So come together, folks. Unity. Unity for the Basic Bill of Rights and Constitution. Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com. We're going to go back to a report from a year ago that David Knight filed, similar to this one, pointing out the correlation to bears and how you should behave around them.
I'm David Knight, reporting for Infowars Nightly News. Just before I left for Austin, I took my family to the Smoky Mountains. Now, long before the Europeans named it the Smoky Mountains, the Cherokee had a name for it, and if I pronounce it correctly, it's something like Chaconoque, which means place of the fine particulate smog. No, not actually. That's what the EPA wants you to think. I was surprised to see this graphic on the EPA site where they explain what PM2.5 is. They use the Smoky Mountains as a poster child. Is it really PM2.5 and man-made smog that makes the Smoky Mountains smoky? No. We all know that it isn't, but we see this kind of thing done over and over again, like they did with polar bears on ice floes. Remember that? And, of course, Al Gore is telling us that the oceans are rising, but he builds his $9 million mansion in Montecito, California, right on the ocean side. So I don't think he believes that either. But they use these subliminal messages to try to convince us. And they can be quite effective. And speaking of bears, every visitor to the Smoky Mountains gets a handout that looks like this, warning you about black bears. As my wife was reading that to the small children, I started thinking, a lot of the stuff they were saying about bears could be said about government, especially about the EPA. Let me just read a few things here. With aggressive behavior, the bear, the EPA, is demanding more space. If the bear, or EPA, continues to follow you, stand your ground. If the EPA gets closer, talk louder or shout at it. Act aggressively. Act together as a group if you have companions. Make yourself look as large as possible. Don't run, don't turn away, and don't feed the EPA. It only encourages further problems. David Knight, for InfoWars Nightly News.
First report that I did when I came here, and of course, the thing that was breaking at that point in time, Alex had already talked to someone a year and a half ago, just before I got here, about the EPA's human testing program that was going on right there in North Carolina, trying to make a case for fine particulate matter. You know, a year earlier, Lisa Jackson had said that as many people died from fine particulate matter, that would be things like wood smoke, okay, as people who were dying from cancer. It was a setup press conference with her and Representative Markey. He was feeding her questions, and they wanted to emphasize that. That was a narrative that they wanted to come out of that, was that it was so dangerous that they had as many people dying from that as they did from cancer. That was in September of 2011, and she made it very clear. She said, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about it actually killing you. Now, at the time she was doing that dog and pony show at the congressional committee, they also had the EPA in North Carolina hooking people up directly to diesel fumes, diesel exhaust coming out of a truck, running it through a pipe onto a mask on their face in a small room. And that was what they were doing at the time, trying to make a case to increase the regulations against fine particulate matter. And we see now on Drudge, last couple of days, it's come back in the news because we picked up on the story here at InfoWars as the group that Steve Malloy was associated with, his website is junkscience.com, and it was American Tradition Institute at the time that filed a lawsuit, a temporary restraining order that they were trying to get to stop this experimentation on people. And, of course, it got to their attention because Steve Malloy happened to notice that this lady was sent to the hospital as part of some EPA tests. It turns out that they were actually selecting for people who had heart conditions and respiratory conditions because they wanted to try to make it look as bad as possible. But we have a government that is every bit capable of doing horrible human experimentation of people, as we pointed out earlier this week when I talked to Alex about the EPA story. And we've got a story that I think we haven't covered so much here at InfoWars, a story about the government's history with PTSD and the way they treated World War II veterans, and something even more frightening. And that is what DARPA is proposing to do in the future to cure PTSD. But before we get away from this, I want to talk about, before we get away from police brutality, I want to talk about why the government is doing this in so many cases. Of course, it's being pushed from Washington, it's being pushed from Homeland Security, but it is also being pulled from the private prison system. Look at this story that broke this week in Arizona. Arizona Republicans try to pump $1 million into a private prison for non-existent inmates. Now, this is a situation where they have a contract with a prison company, and we had a lot of these contracts put in after Reagan put in the zero tolerance and the mandatory minimum prison sentences in 1984 for part of the drug war. That was when he went from going after the people who were supplying drugs to the end user. That was something that we had not seen during alcohol prohibition. And while we're talking about alcohol prohibition, while we're talking about a constitutional convention that people are trying to get involved here, let's understand that they don't pay any attention to the Constitution as it is right now. It took a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, didn't it? And it took another one to make it legal again after to undo that amendment. Why did it take a constitutional amendment to make alcohol prohibition illegal? Because clearly in the Constitution they had no authority to do that. The Tenth Amendment makes it clear that any powers that are not explicitly delegated to the federal government, they don't have. And they did not have the explicit permission to prohibit anything. Alcohol, shoelaces, marijuana, it doesn't matter. They don't have the legal authority to do it. Now, the difference between the 1920s and the 21st century is that in the 1920s, they took the Constitution seriously. They don't even take it seriously. Why would we even bother to have a constitutional convention if we've got a bunch of crooks who don't take their oath seriously, who don't pay any attention to what's in the Constitution? They now prohibit everything. And you can't do anything, whether it is a prescription drug or whether it's vitamins, in many cases are trying to outlaw vitamins, or whether it's recreational drugs. Everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the FDA. That's the way they have turned this on its head. So when Reagan started with mandatory minimums sentencing and he started with zero tolerance, that was a new thing. They started putting so many people in jail that they were having to let violent criminals out. Rapists and murderers were being turned out because their hands were tied. They had to follow the orders of the federal government, or so they said. Actually, they were following the orders so they could get the money from the federal government. That's the way the government, the feds always work. So we created this massive system of private prisons. And what is that doing? That's putting a pull on the arrest records. Look at these statistics. It costs nearly four times as much to keep an inmate in jail for a year as it costs to send a child to school for a year. We have 5% of the global population, but we have 25% of the world's prisoners. We have more prisoners than China does, and they've got a country that is many times larger than ours in population. We've got 1 in 15 black men are in prison, and we have 1 in 13 African Americans unable to vote due to laws that deny the right to vote to ex-felons. And, of course, people are being arrested for things that in many cases do not threaten other people. In many cases, as we've talked about with marijuana, quite frankly, whatever your position is on marijuana legalization, the government doesn't have the authority. The federal government does not have the authority to prohibit that. If they did, there wouldn't be a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. But let's take a look at this Arizona story here. Private prison company GEO Group coaxed about $1 million out of Arizona Republicans despite assertions by the State Department of Corrections that the money's not needed based on the state's contract with the GEO Group. Now, this is a guy, he's a Republican. His name is Kavanaugh. And he said, well, last week they came back and they said, look, can you give us like at least $900,000? I thought that was reasonable. So he sticks it in the budget at the very last minute. Now, they came back, the GEO group had a reaction to this, and they say that they have a contract with the state of Arizona that provides for annual inflationary cost adjustments. They haven't received one since 2007. The requested increase this year would have represented a 2% inflationary adjustment. Well, fine, but that doesn't explain why it was put in at the last minute very quietly like that, and that's the way it's being represented by Chad Campbell, a Democrat from Phoenix. He said it was slipped in the last minute, obviously behind closed doors. GEO happened to donate more than $2,500 to Kavanaugh's 2012 campaign, according to documents from the Arizona Secretary of State. It's absolutely amazing to see this. Now, Arizona, like many places, has contracts with these private prisons where they're guaranteed 95 to 100% occupancy in these private prisons. Now, the prison system in question, they have a 97% occupancy. They've got 2,466 out of 2,530 prison beds occupied. Isn't that great? We've got the police doing their job, aren't they? You know, occupy, filling up those prisons for the private companies who then use these guys as slave labor to boot. It's a very, very corrupt system. And in Arizona, all but one House Republican supported the measure. They need to get that guy's name and give him a pat on the back. But there's a great article that came out from Dave Hodges. I saw it on dcclothesline.com, and he really pulls this back. This is a bipartisan problem. This is something that started with Reagan, but it is something that has continued on through the Democrat administrations of Clinton and of Obama. And he points out that Obama is making money on privatized prisons and slave labor. It's not just a Republican situation. They're both involved in this. And he points out, of course, as I just mentioned, that this goes back to 1984 when Reagan stepped up the war on drugs and took it to the end user. But he says, and he's writing from Arizona, he says, "Your state is my state, and it has political whores that are beholden to privatized prison globalist corporations. And it's time the facts behind the privatization of prisons are told. And this conspiracy reaches right to the White House." We're going to be back with more information about this right after the break. And we're going to have a review of Captain America, so stay tuned. Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo are going to give us their take on it from last night.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Mana Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Mana will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Mana. Call 877-817-9829 or visit powerprepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
To the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, April the 4th, 2014. I'm David Knight, and we were talking just before the break about private prisons. And as I pointed out, I believe that private prisons are a pull, just as the Homeland Security and the federalization of the police being militarized is a push. We've got two things going on here, and there's a lot of corporate action pulling for the privatization of prisons, and there's a lot of very bad things going on as a result of that. They're guaranteed to have between 95 and 100% occupancy in these prisons. So that right there is a pull on the system to put people into prison. We just had a case in Arizona where a Republican representative slipped in at the last minute a $900,000 bonus to the private prison group there, GEO Group. They're one of the largest prison corporations in America, a very large corporation. And he said, I didn't see a problem giving them a small increase. If you don't treat people fairly, they won't treat you fairly in the future. Well, what could we read out of that? All but one Republican voted for the measure, but it got stripped out when people saw what was happening there. Now, this is also something that started with Ronald Reagan as part of the war on drugs, or as I like to call it, the war of drugs, because we got the government that is creating the system and then using it to attack our legal system as well as American citizens. But we've seen a lot of things happening with this private prison system, and we've seen this continuing on and on throughout the Democrat administrations. And there's an excellent article here from a fellow who is I've got the name right here. Dave Hodge, editor of the Common Sense Show. He's in Arizona, and he says, this problem is not just my state's problem. It's your state's problem as well. It's in all of the states. And he points out that, as we mentioned before, there's over 2 million inmates in American prisons, one in 743 people. The U.S. has only 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prison population. Well, where does this go to? He says, he ties this back to the Obama administration, and he says, of course, and we all know that Obama could stop this, but he does have some ties. He connects the corporate dots to a company called Vanguard. Actually, it's an investment fund, Vanguard Windsor II Fund, which Obama is involved in. But, of course, it doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. They are all there to work for the giant corporations, whether it's creating private prisons or whether it's doing a massive transfer of wealth from the American people to the insurance companies. You can always count on our politicians to step up to the plate. But he makes an interesting point. He talks about these private prisons, and he says this unholy practice is no less exploitative than the slave labor abuses of the past, and as in all forms of slavery, it is being fueled by profit. Mark my words, FEMA camps will be privatized as well. And he's got a case here that he makes in Arizona, but there's actually a case in Idaho, and they have taken over the private prison there after horrifying allegations of corruption, of theft, and of brutality. This is from a different corporation. This is from a Nashville, Tennessee-based Corrections Corporation of America. They were contracted to run the state prison in Idaho since 1997. Taxpayers currently pay that company $29 million a year to operate a 2,081-bed prison. They say the prison has been the subject of multiple lawsuits alleging rampant violence, understaffing, gang activity, and contract fraud. They acknowledged last year that they had falsified staff reports that they'd given to the state showing that they had thousands of hours. That's only part of it. Once they get people locked up, then they use them as slave labor. It kind of helps to take the bite out of losing business to the Chinese. You know, we can get our own slave labor here. And, of course, once the people get into prison, they make it so difficult on them the outside, they have a 70% of the people come back. Can you do that with a restaurant? I don't think so. We're going to be right back with some more news, and we've got a review of Captain America coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.